You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Meet Brandon. Brandon doesn't quite understand the power of email marketing and sales funnels, and he doesn't want to lose his customers to a company he loves either. No worries. Brandon is completely safe. The ATS JR Network will do most of the marketing for Brandon and make sure that every customer he brings into the company remains with him. Imagine having emails sent out to your customer every day that add value to their lives and makes them money. Also, imagine the company Brandon loves marketing to his customers while he's at work or asleep. Brandon's customer will purchase the next level of ATS while he's busy. Brandon may not understand sales funnels, but Brandon certainly understands how ATS keeps giving him pay raises monthly. At ATS, we take care of your business and financial goals with you. Join Brandon in ATS today.
Sir, Romy, you know what? We're going to roll out there. We're going to roll out there and hang out with Romy in Baltimore. Let her show us the ropes.
Yeah, you're right.
So who else do we have on the call, and where are you calling from?
This is Ken calling from Houston.
Hey, Ken. You know what? We absolutely love Ken. Ken is absolutely fabulous. So who else do we have on the call tonight, and where are you calling from?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the official recording has restarted. So if you want your name shouted out in front of millions of people and get some love, we'll put this on the podcast. So Deanna, ask that question.
Pam Norris from Maui, Hawaii.
Awesome sauce. We have Hawaii in the house. We have Baltimore's own in the house. We have Houston in the house. Who else? Who are you and where are you calling from?
Ray Sandals, Galveston, Texas.
Oh, hey, Law.
You. Say hi. How are you guys? I'm babysitting for my nephew.
Aw. Hey, hi, nephew.
Hi.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. So who else is on the call with us tonight, and where are you calling from? So ladies and gentlemen, again, tonight we are in for a treat. Our CEOs are going to teach us how to coexist with a business partner. So if you are looking to get a business partner, if you currently have a business partner, and if you've had a business partner, now you will know what did work, how to make it work now, and what to do in the future. So make sure you have your notes ready, because I am super excited to be a part of this amazing opportunity. They are recording their Brick by Brick podcast, and they have given us the exclusivity. Hey, boss lady. They have given us the opportunity to be on this episode. I'm excited. Hey, Miss Adonia in California. So happy to have everyone with us tonight. We are getting started in 1 minute. All right,
Tempest, let's start a little early. Come on, give us your patented welcome that you've been doing for the last 19 years. Go ahead, we're ready.
Okay, I haven't even known you for 19 years, so strike.
I've been known to be a liar. That is why you should not believe in me. You believe in the Father, not me. okay? I cannot resurrect you because I am a liar. But you can keep going.
Oh, my God. This has been all day long. All right. Welcome to Brick by Brick, the podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and myself, Tempest S. Smith. We have a great topic tonight. And I want to say that we got a lot of feedback last week because that was the first time we have ever recorded live. And yeah, thank you all for all of your awesome feedback. It was a great experience. And I guess we're going to continue this because we're here right now. So during the podcast, if you're watching us live or listening to us live, if you have a question, feel free to type it in chat or maybe we'll have a Q&A section or whatever. Just ask your questions because that actually made it a lot more fun last week. So I don't think I have any announcements. Antonio, I have been with you all day long. How are you in this hour on this day in the year of our Lord, 2019?
Put on your red dress.
Oh, Lord.
And your high heels. Little Johnny Gill up in me. Don't worry about it, Romy Rome. Don't worry about it. Little Johnny Gill. Ain't nothing wrong with little Johnny Gill. You know, some of that sweet perfume. You know, I'm done. It's out my system. It sure looks good on you. All right, I'm done. All right. It's done. All right. I'm doing good, Tempest. How about yourself? You see how many miles are wide open right now. I'm doing good. I have some Johnny Gill in my spirit. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, at any time when we're doing this here, you all are more than welcome to unmute your mics and, you know, just ask for questions, and then that's cool. No problem. As you put it in the chat, or you can also unmute your mics. Tempest? The devil said keep going. Well, you got to put me in my key. That was C. I can't do C. But if you get to D natural, E flat, I can give you something. I can give you something. Anyway, Tempest, you can uncover your face and take this away. Tell us what we're talking about. I'm going to start singing.
Okay, yeah. Before I do that, I want to shout out Liddell. We traveled to his church today and had an amazing experience from start to finish. We've been talking about it since everybody was able to get home and start texting each other. But Liddell and Next Level Church in Eagle Lake, Texas, that's where it's at. I had an amazing time.
Right.
Thank you for having us.
So you're right.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was absolutely great. Yeah, we drove 2 hours to go see him. Texas is that big. We drove 2 hours to go see him to the point where me and Tempest are thinking about just buying his church, keeping him the pastor, and just calling it, you know, ATS Christian level, whatever, right? It's that good. So we might just buy the whole thing. I'm not sure. It's pretty good, though. But yes. Anyway, he said, come on. Just make sure you include a nice, hefty salary for me when you buy, right? I understand. I got you. All right, Tempest. Well, this is the second week in a row I know what we're talking about, so I actually prepared a few notes. But let's go.
What
are we talking about? Yes, I actually prepared a few notes because it's a good subject.
Okay, so our topic for today is how to cooperate with a business partner.
And you always cooperate with me, right?
No, I don't. Didn't say coexist. How to cooperate. Let's not lie. No, I do not always cooperate with you, but we still pressing forward. So, yeah, let's just go at it. Antonio?
All right. Yes, ma'am. You got some questions. I'm ready.
I have questions. You have notes. So let's just go. Before anything ATS, have you ever had a business partner before?
Yes, once. The company was called Paper Chasing Records, PAYPA paper chasing records. I had my best friends growing up. I made all of them business partners. And so there's three of us. One was always an outlier, kind of. He was one of the best friends that really, he was his best friend because of location. Some of y'all can relate to that, right? If he didn't grow up in the same neighborhood, he didn't really fit us. He was just across the street. And that guy would eventually betray me, all sorts of stuff, and tear the company up. And I learned a lot from that situation. But at the same time, I was 18, six figures. So I learned a lot real fast, right? 18, 19, 20. You know, my brokest years were in the United States Army. But before and after the Army, I was balling out of control. So yeah, I had a business partner. I had a business partner, and he sucked. End of story.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to expound on that without going into the, well, I guess you can go into the betrayal part, but you don't have to if you don't want to. But how was it? He sucked.
I tell
how
you,
was
I,
that
I
experience?
Yeah, sure. Sure. The end of the story is I tried to kill him. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that right now. I tried to take his life. I did. Okay, let's just get that elephant out the room. I haven't always been as sane and peaceful as I am now. And he was playing with my money. And he slept with my girlfriend, too. So I had a problem with that, too, right? So I was a little hot-headed at that time, right? There's two things going on, right? Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? Yeah. He's playing my money and sleeping with my girl. I mean, come on. What would you do in that situation, right? Okay, and there you got it. Okay, the chat is blowing up. That people are agreeing with me. Okay, now I handle things. I handle things a lot differently. But here is what I learned from that entire situation. That let me say it this way first. You must know when to cooperate and when to compete. You should be writing this down. You must know when to cooperate and when to compete. There's actually a great book about that. It's called Friend or Foe. Someone Google it on Amazon, other way around. Yeah, Google the Amazon link. Friend or Foe. Knowing when to cooperate, knowing when to compete. It's a great book on that. But book just came out like 2 years ago. I learned this years ago because, you know, when you get into some drama and go to jail for it, you kind of sit in a cell and learn from your mistakes, Pam Norris. That's kind of what jail does, right? That's kind of the way it works, Liddell. You get in trouble, you learn from your mistakes, you sit down and you say, all right, let's not do that again. And that's what I did. The Tim's bottom line is you know when to cooperate and you know when to compete. But here's another thing that I would say to everyone, and this is in the same line, but it's even more serious. Whether you want to admit it or not, every single relationship known to man is a competitive relationship and also a cooperative relationship. They all are. Even with your parents, but we'll break that down here in a little bit. Tempest, back to you.
I mean, since you parked here, you might as well go ahead and break that down.
Well, every single relationship is cooperative or competitive. Every last one of them. This doesn't change. Whether you want that to be or not, personally and professionally, you are in a competitive relationship or a cooperative relationship at the same time. Let's go to the parental side of things. That is a very competitive relationship. It is also a very cooperative relationship. Children are only blessed to live long enough to become the next generation because they give their total obedience to their parents. It's the only way it happens. It's the only way it happens. The only way that you can live long enough to talk back is you have to first be in 100% total obedience and submission. you know, you got your diaper changed, right? You do know you didn't, you went 6 months going, you know what, mom, change it this way. That's not the way it works. You, you know, when you were breastfeeding, you didn't, you, you didn't say, hey, you just shower up a little bit. You understand? You just, right? You, you, you didn't do that, because the way we survive as children, it's a very peculiar relationship, is we are 1,000% submissive. And we learn right then and there how to cooperate. A lot of times it's to our detriment, because our first hierarchy we learn is from our parents. And you know, if your parents are doing okay, then good. If they're jacked up, then they'll jack you up too. But also, you grow to a point, and this happens very early, to where you compete with your parents. I'll give you an example. Before you could ever walk, you cry, and you, oh, somebody showed up. All right, then. I got it. Next time I cry, they better show up. Come on, I wish I had some folk that had some babies. And if you don't show up fast enough, you cry louder. That's now a competitive relationship. All right. So now that we get the picture, I mean, I can do millions of examples, but that's just sitting right there. And I also did it before you were conscious enough to argue. You were also conscious enough to compete and conscious enough to cooperate. Is that a fair breakdown, Tempest? All right. See, well, you know, this is an audible thing, too. I know it's video, right? But you actually have to say something, too, right? You can't just throw thumbs up because we got audio, too.
Yes, that was a fair breakdown, more than what I was anticipating. So, yeah.
So what about you? I mean, ask me some of your questions, or let's just get to the meat of it. Because you've always been 1,000% submissive to me, haven't you?
No.
You hear all that venom coming out of there like that?
No.
All right. Not even today. Not even today. And does that make us worse or better?
I don't know. We're still here, but I guess it's okay.
The answer's better.
Okay. We're still here.
It makes us better. It makes us better, but you have to compete at the right time. Tempest, can you give us some examples when I or you competed when we should have cooperated?
When I we have competed when we should have cooperated?
Yep.
I would say with this podcast, it was a... It was a competition with this very podcast, and I don't know, I was trying to find my way, and you know, you were you, and I was trying to match up to you because I felt like I wasn't adequate enough. So instead of cooperating with you, I was like, okay, so if you're going to be like that, I'm going to come in here and be like that. And that was not my personality. That was nothing comfortable with me. And I don't want to say it ended horribly, but I never felt right until I stopped competing. When I stopped trying to keep up with you in that sense, or stopped trying to out-podcast you, I think the podcast changed for the better. But when I was trying to go toe-to-toe with you because I wanted to be better than you, it didn't go that great. If you're talking, I can't hear you right now. Oh, he's frozen. Get the life together.
Yeah, I'm bringing him another one. Hold on.
All right, there we go. There it is.
There you go. You're back.
I'm back now. All right, there we go. Anywho, I'll stop muting my mic. Hit that so I can make sure I can. Now, there was a lot that she just said. Did y'all learn from what she just said? Let's break a few pieces down in there. First thing she said, yes, please. First thing she said, well, one of the first things she said was when I stopped trying to out-podcast you. Let's hear from the audience real quick. What did you learn from that? She stopped trying to out-podcast. Okay, go ahead, Grace. I can't mute my mic.
When she decided to not be Antonio and be Tempest, that's when it started to work. Mm.
That is a major problem. Okay, can you hear me? Let me tell you what that's a major problem. It makes no sense. At no point is the person outside of you the standard for your growth. At no point is the person outside of you the standard for your growth. At no point. If you all remember chemistry, which I know a lot of us hate that because it was like science and math together, but you know what? That's what you loved it because it was science and math. Chemistry, you go out there and you have what you call variables, and then you have, what is it called, Grace, when you have, it's a constant. No, it's not a constant. It's a word I'm looking for. And no, it's not a cause. It's the thing you compare it to. It's called something, but I'll think about it here in a second. But here's the deal. The greatest, because you need, in order to do an experiment, you need this constant, yeah, that is, there's a word for it, but I'll come to the word in a second. Somewhere in my nerd brain, that word will come out. It'll just pop out probably when driving home after the podcast. But you are your greatest constant. You cannot compare you to anyone else. Because if you try, you mess up because only you had your parents. If you have siblings, only you had your parents with your eyes. Only you are your body weight. Only you have your level of self-esteem, high or low. You are the greatest you. There's a word for it. I'll remember it in a second. But that is what you are. When you try to compare that constant to something outside, you immediately mess up the whole thing. You mess up the whole science experiment. Because no one can be a... Huh? No, it's not a variable. I'm going to think about it in a second. But no one can be you but you. And to try to outdo someone else, that's the first fatal flaw. So I'll throw it back to Tempest. Didn't it feel that way, Tempest? Even if you wasn't conscious of it, didn't it always feel that way?
Every time. In all things, all across the board.
Give us some examples.
So we had this conversation the other day where I...
Control. Hold on real quick. Control. That's what I mean. That's the word. All right. She just put it in chat. Control. Thank you very much. You are the greatest control there is. Because no one can be an identical Rebecca but Rebecca. You can't do an experiment without a control. You understand what I'm saying? And when you're doing that control, so when Tempest was saying, she messed up the whole experiment. It wouldn't have worked. Okay, go ahead, Tempest. So now that we got that, you can build from it. Mm-hmm.
So let me just be 100 because that sounds great. That's great advice. Nobody can be you. That's a fatal flaw. But when you are in your seat and your partner's in their seat and everybody's going to your partner, telling your partner how great of a job your partner is doing, and you get like the crumbs from that, you know what I'm saying? Then that's where that comparison comes. So that was great advice, and I appreciate it. But I'm calling BS on it because in the beginning, people were flocking to you and acting like my voice wasn't also on the podcast. Or people were flocking to you and also acting like Tempest wasn't a part of this company. So I had choices, but I defaulted to comparing myself to Antonio is the standard, and here go Tempest, right? So there was competition, because if I wasn't meeting the standard, which was Antonio, I got no recognition. It was just like, oh, there go Antonio. Oh, hey, Cynthia. You know what I'm saying? So your advice is great, and I received it with my 2019 mind. But back in 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, I wasn't trying to hear none of that, because it was a competition every single day to be your partner, to be your assistant, to be in the room with you. It was a competition.
Y'all hear all that? Am I muted again? All right, good. Y'all hear all that? That's tough, ain't it? It's facts too, isn't it? Right? Now, of course, me and Tim have had plenty of these conversations before, and I'm going to, let's open that up. Still, what I said is true. Facts on facts on facts. Don't get it twisted. But so is still what Tempest said true. Also, facts on facts on facts on facts. Is that Brandy's brother? Yeah. Not Brandy, not Ray J. Brandy's brother. Yeah, definitely. Tempest, how did that make, because I said some stuff that may have got you off. Oh, Antonio this. Hey, Tempest, right? Oh, that's it, right? That whole mindset there. Tempest, how did that make you treat me?
Oh, I treated you like crap. For years. For years. I treated you with the greatest envy of all. Because I felt like, well, it wasn't I felt like, I'm working just as hard as Antonio, but because I'm not out front with it, no one recognizes it. So I built up a lot of resentment towards, let me just be all the way transparent, build up a lot of resentment towards you, towards team members, towards customers, towards clients, towards social media followers, because it was all about you. And here I am, busting my butt, eating the same bag of Doritos as you were, but nobody recognizes that.
That's fair. Y'all hear that? That's fair. That's everything she said is facts on facts on facts on facts. And here's the deal. It's just her side. You haven't heard from me yet. Okay? And we'll come to it here in a second. She mistreated me. That's true. She did. She's quite a mean person. She's like one of the nice, mean people, right? She had problem with customers, she said, social media followers, team members, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And nothing's wrong with that. You know, I mean, you know, in the grand scheme of things, she's not vibrating at the frequency she should be, but who the hell would? You know, you gotta get there, right? You gotta get there. So let's break this down for a second. I want all of you, who disagrees with Tempest right now? I'm about to do a bombshell. Who disagrees with Tempest? Anyone? Anyone? Looking in chat? Anyone? No? All right. Right now, I have it on great authority that no one disagrees with Tempest because no one says anything. Yes? So why do you disagree with Judas? Ooh, that was tough. Ooh, that was tough. See, somebody ain't like that. So you didn't like that. You didn't like that. You think about it. Judas is running with Jesus. Who's getting more attention than that? Come on. You get it? But he eating the same bread, same leavened bread. I'm saying what Tipper said, same Doritos, same leavened bread. And Jesus ain't baptized nobody. Judas is. Judas is doing these baptisms. The disciples are all these baptisms. Now, I'm not trying to warp your view of your religion and shit you share in the Christian faith. I'm just saying, have a heart. If you agree with Tempest, you got to also relate to Judas. If you don't, then you're going to continue to be Judas and don't know it. Here's the crazy thing about Judas. Judas didn't know he was betraying Jesus. Judas didn't know he was Judas. Because when you Judas and don't account for your Judas ways, you kill your friend. Tempest, would you add to that?
Yeah, I didn't know I had resentment towards you. I didn't know that I was, at the time, I didn't know I was mistreating you or mistreating the company as a whole or team members or customers or clients, because I was just reacting based on my feelings, based on my awareness at the time. Now that I'm looking back at it, now I was like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have did that, or I probably should have apologized that that time. But in the moment, no, you don't know that you're betraying people or you're hurting people. You're just reacting, or you're just going through the motions of life. Not using that as an excuse. I'm just saying we react a lot more than we think before we react. We're not as great as we pretend to be, because in the heat of the moment, what's in us gonna come out, and you can't fake a harvest. You can't fake what you pour into you.
Are you talking now? You might as well. You need an organ because you was on it.
No,
you acting like Liddell. You acting like Liddell. He had something to say this morning. I mean, golly. All right. Now think about that. I want y'all to think about that for a second. Yeah. How did you first find out, Tempest, that you were mistreating me and envious and all that stuff?
I got into a car accident after dropping you off because I was highly upset with you.
Highly upset. And then you forgot. You went on. You was like, oh my God, let me stop that. And then you went, you know, a month had passed and you go back to your same ways, right?
Yeah, because I was pouring the same things into me. I was pouring, I wasn't pouring anything new. I didn't have that continuous renewed mind like Pastor Liddell was talking about this. I renewed one time and I didn't go back.
That's fair. Anthony Lee said that was deep, Tempest, and he's right. It was very deep. And I want you all to think about this. It was one day I just had to say, Tempest, you know you're doing this right. And you know you're doing this. She was like, no, I'm not. And I was like, listen, you know, yeah, you are, right? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I went and brought like 13 books just to have one conversation with Tempest. I had, yes. Am I lying, Tempest? No, I bought 13 books just to understand, just to have this one conversation with Tempest I knew we needed to have. Now, was she envious the whole time? No. And then you still haven't heard my side yet, right? So right now we're just focused on her. And did I handle every situation right? No. You know what I'm saying? But how the heck do you coexist? And why is she still here? Because she's supposed to be, right? And because there's cooperation and it's competitive. She was stuck in competitive mode. Tempest, how was I behaving? But before you answer this question, this is because right now we focus on Tempest. I'm getting ready to shift it and focus it on me. But don't think that I was perfect. This is fit to sound perfect, but then I'm going to put the spotlight on me, right? I'm going to put the spotlight on me and show you what she probably don't even know because we haven't had this conversation. And when she answers this question, she goes, oh, well, you know what? You were helpful. Don't think I was always helpful, all right? So don't think that. Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to say that because you know, fools are run with some stuff, you know. Not trying to call y'all fools, but you understand what I'm saying. Go ahead.
So I always say that Antonio is like meek and mild Jesus, and I'm like flip the table Jesus. So he would always be that meek and mild, oh, it's not how it seems, yada, 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 it's not like that. And I would hear it, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I would sit there, and what he said wasn't added up in my mind, so I had to come back and tell him about how wrong he was about telling me it's not what it seems. And then if it
and you're talking about other people, right? You talking about other people taking advantage of all that or what?
Wait, ask your question again.
When you say it's not what it seems. when you said it's not what it seems, is that other people take advantage of it? Or like what, give us some details on it's not what it seems.
Oh, so if I came to you and I was like, you know what, I don't feel noticed or appreciated with other people, then Antonio would in turn tell me, oh, it's not what it seems. And he would point out like certain situations and I'll be like, well, I'm talking about like the general, I'm not talking about one or two people. And then he would like harp on that. And I was, you know, go back and forth with him like, of course you don't understand, because everybody's always in your face, you're never in my shoes, so you don't know, you don't see what I see. So I'm competing with Antonio and also competing with the people that's always in his ear or in his face, and I felt plus 60 miles away. So I felt alone, I felt lonely, I felt I felt invisible next to a giant.
All right, so let's flip it around.
And I felt like you never saw it from my point of view, so you didn't understand, and that frustrated me like so much more.
And in great fairness, things didn't get better until I saw it from her point of view. Man, that's going to be a punchline here, right? But it wasn't easy. And I'm going to tell you, it had nothing to do. Well, let's stay here for a second. It's not that I wasn't trying to see it from her point of view. It's not that I wasn't putting myself in her shoes. You got all those learned behaviors. Turning around, putting yourself in shoes, putting yourself in the situation. I did. But you don't understand. Envy is so low, you got to go super low to get it. You have to go super low just to understand what's happening. But I'll come back to that here in a second. So let's flip it around. Let's take the second to last thing she said. I felt invisible and a giant, but I wasn't a giant. Here's what happened on my end that she doesn't even know. Let's go back to the beginning. Day one, we said we was going to do this. This podcast person, you said, I'm trying to out-podcast you. What Tempest don't know is after the first podcast, I said to myself, wow, there were a bunch of silence, too many silent gaps. I need to figure out how to pull things out of Tempest without dominating the conversation. That's what eventually made me have her not tell me the subjects, ask some questions, stuff like that. I need to figure out how to have no silent gaps. And I need to figure out how to talk while making it look like we both sharing this genius. And that's what makes me talk about a lot of our experiences instead of saying, here are these facts. I now say, here are our experiences. You get it? If I see the conversation going to where someone could say, oh, Tempest is tripping, I'm like, wait a minute, we're going to keep going, but we're going to turn this around on me in a little bit. What she doesn't know is that didn't come natural. I worked on it. When Tempest went back and complained or whatever, I was working. I need all of y'all to pay attention. I really need you to pay attention. It is not that I was gifted. It is not that people were coming to me. It's that I made them come to me. Because when I saw things, I never stopped working at getting better. And now what happens, well, let me pause. Tempest, how often in the beginning, because you, Tempest is a workhorse now, but in the beginning, how often would you say you were perfecting your craft and whatever it is that we do now?
In the beginning, I wasn't perfecting
would say,
my craft.
I don't want to be you, Tony. I don't want to be
no,
you.
No, I just, wow.
I swear that's what she would say, right? Right? She would say, Tony, Tony. Yeah, and we would go, she would go back and forth, and I would sit there and listen. And then, and here's where I would, I got plenty of mess ups in this situation. I would mess up most notoriously, Jerome, because it takes me a long time to get mad. Now, I'm naturally a mad person. I was born mad. Y'all cried as babies. I was arguing. I came out the womb arguing as a kid. I'm mad, mad. You understand? If there was a time in my life, if I wasn't mad, I wouldn't have it. I wish I had some real folk that was going to be transparent with me. Okay, Grace, I ain't by myself. Some of y'all, you act like that right now, and you almost 40. And I know who you are, and you know who you are. So you understand. You just being quiet. It's all right. So she would do it over and over, and I would say nothing. You know, what she said, it's not like that, right? It's not like that, which is the worst thing ever. But we'll come back to that, okay? It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that. And then after 6 months, she would just piss me all the way off. And I would scorch the earth. Super scorch the earth. All the way scorch. And when I'm like that, whatever. I don't care if you've eaten them Oreos, them Doritos, or whatever. I'm telling you, super scorch the earth. Now, then she'll be like, see what you're doing? And then now I'm like, no. No, no, no. You're not going to do this for 6 months. Finally make me mad and then get mad at me for being mad. And then I would level up my score to the earth. I would level it up. Tippin', am I lying anywhere in here?
No. Not at all.
But nowhere. So now I create a worse situation. I create it's a few things. I'll just tell you what she said, okay? I'll just tell you what she said. I created a you don't care situation. I'm just trying to come to you and I can't come to you situation, but everybody else can come to you situation. Uh-oh, hold on, let me stop. Go ahead, because she had a major reaction. Oh, yeah, Liddell here himself, you understand what I'm saying? Go ahead, Tim, because you had a major reaction on that one.
Because everybody else got to come to Antonio and tell Antonio how they were feeling. And I did, but I never got the reaction that everybody else did.
100% facts. 100% facts. She would get the reaction everybody else did. But in her head, it was supposed to be... You got this thing where it's supposed to be the same and it's supposed to be more at the same time. And somehow those two things are actually supposed to make sense. Look at it. I can't see it, right? I'm supposed to treat everybody the same, but at the same time, I'm supposed to do a little bit more. It's like, well, how can I do both tips? It's confusing. I don't know which one to do. And look at her right now. She's like, so you figure it out, right? You figure it out, right? And so I had to figure it out. And here is, but before we muddy the water up too much, let me tell you how I solved the problem. I stopped trying to solve the problem. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. I solved the problem. Listen to what Tibbs was saying. It's not like that. That's me. That's me talking about. No, Tibbs, you don't get it. Look at these people. Look at this. Look at that. I stopped. Now, am I telling you I stopped this in 60 days? No. It took like 6 years. You understand? It took like 6 years. It did. It took like 6 years. I'm serious. And we've been together, what, now, Tim, it's 8 or 9? Are we at 8? It's 8. All right. She said 8. She said, don't add no more years. Last 2 years been different. Last 2 years, I've had a totally different reaction to her that she's had to deal with herself, right? But we'll come to that as well. Basically, the number one thing that I was doing was invalidating her every time she opened up her mouth. Every time she opened up her mouth, she got invalidation from me. And the invalidation was so tough, it had a million different ways to come out my mouth. Well, what about this? Invalidation. Look over here. Invalidation. It's not like that. Invalidation. Why you tripping? Invalidation. Scorched the earth. Super invalidation. Over and over and over. She had this problem, and it was constantly invalidated. So her envy grew, not because of, or not only because of her character, but also because of my invalidation. I wish I could see some old faces and see if someone... Y'all doing this in your marriages right now, if you don't know. You're doing it with your kids. So you might as well catch up and come on the gravy train as we are being transparent and trying to help you out. Some of y'all need to go apologize right now to whom you are doing a great disservice to. Last thing I'll say, I'll throw back to Tempest. The invalidation was a major component. But you know what was more major? And I'm going to set Tempest off on that. You know what? Do you want to go now, Tempest? Because what I'm about to say is going to set you off. You're going to go there for sure. Which one you want to do?
You can say what you got to say.
Because it's a lot of heat on it. The invalidation caused Tempest to be that Tempest. Law said, you sure? I ain't sure, Law. It's crazy. But that's not what made it. That's what made it. My invalidation made it her envy consistent. What made her envy volcanic was I let other people invalidate her. And she was trying to warn me. I told her. And she was trying to warn me that they were doing it, and I couldn't see it. All right, come on, Tiffany. That's what made it volcanic. And I don't mean no sleeping volcano, Liddell. I mean, look at her. Go ahead, Tiffany. You got the. I'm through you, Allie. You. I know you're ready. Oh Lord, she's about to fire it out.
Allowing other people to invalidate me while I was your business partner and they were not made me walk away thousands of times. And I don't mean cute walk away. I mean, you gonna hear what I got to say. I'm slamming the door. Don't call me. Don't text me. I block you from every method of communication because I got nothing to say. Gone over there with your little friends is what I used to say. Since you want to be cool with them, then stay. Since you want to be cool with them, and since they got your ear, gone over there with your little friends. And I would just stop talking to him. So it wasn't just his invalidation. I would invalidate him. I would shut him down. I would be super ignorant towards him. So it wasn't just Antonio bad guy. I was also the bad guy. So it was back and forth. So it was just fire all day, every day.
Y'all hear that?
And we're building. We're supposed to be building a company, but we're competing.
At one point, we almost lost all our employees. Because this fool over here, that is just like with me out this side, wouldn't it be this side? This fool, when she want to scorch the earth, it's a very public scorching.
Yeah.
She don't just, yeah, see it? yeah. She don't just come after me. She go, and Deanna, and Grace, and such and such, and such and such. You okay. But you also, and we build it and build it. And building. But it's because neither of us fully adapted to knowing when to cooperate and knowing when to compete. And the problem was I knew how and was doing it very well in the wrong places. I'll give an example. Kimberly was like, you know, every time we together, this is a real situation. This one, She talked real low about around you, almost to, you know, look at it. Y'all got to look at Tiffany. Y'all got to look at it. She about. Yeah, I mean, you got to look. And then here was another one. Every time you getting on us, she always go, oh, look what I did. Look what I did. Look what I did. Look what I did. Again, I didn't see it. And one day, I solved the problem by doing this here. I said, what if I just shut the hell up? Let's see if I just shut up for a moment. Okay? And I don't mean, no, we'll say, what if I shut up for some moments? I don't mean, no. I went quiet for weeks. Let me work this out. Because this girl keeps saying the same thing. And either she is, excuse me. Let me take that back. It's not that she was saying the same thing. Cause y'all got problems with that. Let me chop your head off real quick. Y'all, your awareness is so low, you think just because you keep saying it over and over and over again that it's true. That's not true. Just because you keep saying the same thing does not mean it's true. But when other people start echoing it, all right, maybe there's some truth up in here, right? And the truth is all the time is some truth. I'm paying attention. And she was talking low when she got around. We were talking, and this person was loud and country too, country with a K, okay, that kind of country. She smacked when she ate. Yeah, she probably brushed her teeth loud. You know, I don't even know what she did. It was loud though, okay, it was loud. And then she did do all this stuff. And when I saw that, this is what I did. I allowed her, y'all not ready for this. I said, all right, what I need to do is I need to let Tempest crucify me. Y'all not ready for this one. Y'all not ready for this one. Because what I've been doing with in ignorance, the state of being uneducated, uninformed, or unaware, because she wouldn't have said if it was malicious. It was just volcanic because it was ignorant. She was trying to educate me, but I ain't want to be educated. Am I lying, Tim? Am I missing something here yet? Say no. I ain't missing nothing. Right. No. I ain't missing nothing. So I go to her and I say, hey, this, I've seen this happen. But I know she about to let me all the way have it. What I didn't expect is that it was so pent up that she was gonna let me have it for a few days. I wish I had some real folk out there trying to coexist with another human being. Right? I mean, for a few days. Then, so I called, don't answer. All right, got it. Then she blocked me. Oh, we blocking each other now? All right, then fine, right? So I call Messenger, block that. Call another app, block that. Now I can't communicate. Can't communicate at all. It just can't happen. This is how I start fixing the situation. I let her have me. I let her put me on the cross. Let her get it. Let her stab me a few times. Bled, and then she was like, you better do something. I was like, no, you good. You want to say something to me? Okay. You good. I was like, keep stabbing. And she did, let me tell you. She didn't have a heart. She kept, you act all sane. She had her chance to get it, and she got it good. I had no skin left. She got all the way in there, Jerome. All the way in there, I'm telling you. And then when I had nothing left, she looked at me, wounded, and went, yeah, that's right. Nah. And another thing, it started all over again. Right? Look at her laughing. She don't ain't lying. started all over again. But that's how the problem got solved, because here's what actually, in the real world, I know you got your scriptures and your sacred text. In the real world, I did the same thing to her, but over years and passively with my ignorance. I understood that she was doing nothing to me that I had not also done to her. Y'all not gonna like my next statement. Old folk in Texas say if it's in the well, it'll come out in the bucket. That means if someone is treating you poorly, they're only treating you how what you put into them. She could not have crucified me if I did not crucify her. Just because it looked different don't mean it is different. You understand what I'm saying? But I knew I had to, boom, I let it get me. Let it get me good. Then, well, I'll let you finish this part, Tibbs. Then she gets this realization, wow, you let me do all that to you. And then she's going to ask, why? Pick up from that, Tibbs. When you did all that to me, and you trying to figure out why I ain't leave, or why I ain't, well, all that stuff you be asking. I have no idea what you're going to say. I have no idea what you thought. But I know, saved, et cetera. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I should have been fired. I should have been removed from documents. I shouldn't be here. And I asked you, so why after all of that, after I finally calmed down, why am I still here? Why are you still my friend? And I don't remember exactly what you said, but basically you said, because I've been there too. And when you said that, it was like, oh, so it's not just me. Other people experience this too. And to be super transparent, my character couldn't handle being a business partner. I was given the opportunity and I took it, but I wasn't mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually prepared to be a business partner. So because I never worked on my character, because it was always what you see is what you get, that's the way I am, that's what came out when being a business partner. It's also why I can see it. Lord, it's also why I can see that in others so well. It's I can see when someone gets an opportunity, I can tell whether or not they're going to be able to stay or not, because I know what poor character is like in a leadership position. So I can call it out, right? And I can call it out because I lived it for years. I still have to work on my character, but in 2013 and 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, my character was not business partner worthy. My character was very employee mindset, trying to be a business partner. Very, I have to compete with everybody. Or because that person that he was talking about treated me a certain kind of way, now every time you hire somebody, I got to bring that experience to them, never giving them the opportunity to be who they are. Because my character said, that's what I'm used to, so you're going to do it. So let me beat you to the punch. Let me be rude to you first so that you don't get the opportunity to do it to me first. Because my character was not business partner minded at all. That's really what it was.
Y'all hear that? Now see, I'm trying to. Well, we're attempting it. This is all we're doing is telling you 100% facts. Now they're facts from our experience. You understand? But they are here. This is happening. That's what happened. Here is. We didn't master when to cooperate and when to compete. And here's what happened. We solved the problem by me cooperating even when she wanted me to compete. That's what happened. That's what actually happened. What actually happened was she's dead wrong. Needs to be super corrected. And as she said, fired and such, blah, blah, blah. And all I did was cooperate. Because she was only behaving like what I put in her. She was doing the best she could with what she had. And anything she had that was coming out maliciously, I put it there. You understand what I'm saying? I want some of you to consider. I mean, consider how your wife is treating you right now. Did you put it there? Because she can only treat you like you put in. That's the way it is. Your husband can only treat you like you put in. It's the truth. Whatever you put into people, it will come out. You know, I ain't put it in it. Did you? Maybe you invalidate all the time. Get it? That's what I was doing. And I wasn't just invalidating. I was letting other people invalidate. Let me tell y'all something. Let me. I had an old lady tell me this one time. She said, listen, man, I know my husband's a cheater. That's not what bothered me. What bothers me is he takes away my option for me to decide if I want to deal with that. I'm saying something right now, Grace. Then she hits me with one of the realest statements I ever heard in my life. Because it's not the option of him sleeping with this woman that bothers me. Y'all ready for this? It's the fact that she gets to laugh at me and I don't know about it. I don't know if my screen froze or that was just too deep. I'm not sure. It ain't breaking. It look like y'all moving now. She was trying to get me to process that someone knowing her schedule, knowing this, and they boot up and they looking at ha, 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 ha. That bothered her more than anything. Now, put it back to me. I was allowing other people, man, woman, to laugh at Tempest with my invalidation. So I got in my multiple crucifix. Jesus only went to the cross once, Tempest. You sent me like 30 times in 3 days, or 30 days, okay? But I got what I sold. Did y'all hear me? I got what I sold. It didn't matter if I planted it. I said, go ahead and go over there and invalidate this girl for me. Didn't mean to. Didn't know I was doing it. But I wasn't listening. I was trying to fix it. I know I just talked to some man on this call just now. He gave it a thumbs up. All right, because my screen is frozen out for sure. But I just want you to process the information. Anyway, Tim, is what you want to say?
It wasn't just people had the opportunity to laugh at me. It was I gave up a lot to follow you. And my leader, it felt like my leader had turned his back on me and not recognizing I left a job, I've been through repossessions, my life off just like yours. I'm hungry just like you. And at that time, it felt like I gave all of this up to be treated like that. And that, I don't think I've ever told you this, that would send me home crying from Lamarck to Houston, because I felt like I keep showing up only to not be heard. And I gave up everything only to not be seen. And I don't know, I just felt like yeah, you gave them that opportunity, but I trusted you with my life and my livelihood. And I felt like there were plenty of times I felt like I made a major mistake and I wanted to go back to what I had already left.
No doubt. And you did make a major mistake because I was helping you make that major mistake by invalidating you. So there's no way you didn't. Now, I want y'all to check this out. Because some of y'all, you're just too damn saved. And I wish it wasn't. I wish I could pull some of that saved out of you. Right? I really wish I could. I wish I could just pull some of that, you know, just give me some of this. You always good all the time. You know, give me some of that because you got too much of it. Here's the deal. I was doing, and I hope y'all hear this. Okay, I'm gonna wake your senses up. Let me just shock you real quick. I'm talking louder to shock your senses, okay? I hope y'all hear what I'm about to say. I was doing everything right. Sippers, was I doing everything right?
Yeah, you were doing everything right.
But how we get here? Like, I want y'all to process this information. I'm doing everything right. Sippers, did I ever take credit?
No.
Won't you list the stuff that I was doing right so they can understand how I'm doing right and doing all so wrong at the same time? List all the right stuff I was doing.
During all of this, the company was growing, and it was not this team, but it was a team before that. And we were out there doing events and doing all this stuff and making money. And you were leading, and you were teaching, and you were pouring back. You were doing all the right things.
I was taking you with me. I was giving you credit. I was
right.
Putting your name on
right.
stuff you didn't even do.
Yeah.
I'm doing all that stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm at no point am I behaving like the superstar that's saying, oh, yeah, you go over there. I'm not doing none of that.
No, you've never done that. You've never treated
still
me
messing
like that.
Up. I need y'all to get. I never mistreated her, but I did more damage than anybody she's ever known in human history to her.
Well, I'm not gonna say that. You can't take that credit, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You do know somebody. That's true. But I want y'all to process. Because you're only looking at what the world or what you perceive is doing right. I just listed you what I was doing wrong. The validation that other people doing it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm a good husband. I'm a good wife, right? This is what y'all are doing right now. Look, right now, some of y'all are going, but I'm paying the bills. I'm let you do what you want. I'm giving you all your dreams. I'm praying for people, and I'm taking care of you when you're sick, a husband, I'm fixing your food, and you have no idea that ain't the problem.
That was me. So. I was doing that. I was, look at me, look at all the work that I'm doing for you, and look at all the things that are happening, because I'm behind the scenes working, and I could have just pulled you to the side and had a decent conversation with you, or conversations with you, instead of suppressing, and then blowing up. So it wasn't, I'm going to keep saying this, it wasn't just Antonio, right? It was me too. I would invalidate him just like he invalidated me, right? Because I'm competing with him. Oh, so you're going to do it, so I'm going to do it. Let me do it to you so you can see what it feels like.
Well, yeah. You needed to do it. Because you wouldn't hurt if you didn't do it, and you didn't feel better unless you didn't do it. You didn't cry home unless you invalidated me, right? If you invalidated me, you had a peaceful ride home. If you didn't invalidate me, that's when you cry. That's when you cry. All right, so let's wrap this up. We can go on and on. We should go on and on. We really should. Go ahead, though.
Yeah. No, but I just wanted to reiterate, I don't want anybody walking away from this. I don't want anybody walking away from this call thinking Antonio's the big bad wolf and I'm just this innocent person. No, I was just as evil and hellish as I could possibly be. So So, yeah, don't think that.
You were absolutely worse than that.
Okay. So, it wasn't just him. It was me initiating things. It was me retaliating against things. It was me...
not supporting some of my major accomplishments?
Oh, what? No, not supporting things and loudly not supporting things, not showing up to things, being disrespectful. Like, it was
when
terrible.
When you did show up, yeah.
Great attitude. Yep. I wanted you to know that I had an issue, all those sorts of things. So, I have to go back to character. My character was not... was not worthy of my position. I had the position and not the mentality for the position. Not the character which would stand the position.
I really want people in my position to get, I did have the character. I didn't mistreat tenants. I did have the character. I did have the work ethic. I did everything right. What I did not have was the empathy to say, you know what? I've been there before. Did y'all hear what earlier she said? That's what kind of helped her out. But it took me 6 years. You know how strong you have to be to let someone get all that rage out on you and then do nothing about it? I feel like y'all sleeping on the point here, right? I deserved every bit of it. No, I deserved every bit of it. That's for sure. I really did. You're right. You're right, Jerome. I did. But what solved the problem? I mean, you let these books say you whatever. You know, feel felt found and think and grow rich. You let these books say you whatever. What solved the problem was me dying at her hand. And then getting up, showing that I'm wounded and will not retaliate. Whoa. Tempest, before we go, break that down even more. Because that's my side, right? Tell us how you experienced. Did I even do that? Maybe I'm lying. Maybe, you know, I'm on TV and I'm lying, right?
No, you actually did that. So those days, Goodell said you became the living sacrifice. Absolutely. Daily. Like, for real. Because I wasn't letting up. That when I finally had enough.
No, she wasn't letting up. No.
Flew up, like, for real, for real. It just kept coming out.
It was about 3 years. It was about three years that I had to take it. It was about 3 years I had to take it. Keep going. I'm sorry.
It just kept coming out and out. And then, I don't know. Once I got everything out, then I had to go through the process of, well, can I trust this person again? Right? Because in the midst of that, I did stop trusting and I did pull back and I wasn't a friend and I wasn't reaching out. And, you know, he would say, how's it going? And I would give him the driest of driest answers because I just did not want to. I didn't want to give myself again, if that makes sense. But the more I was hesitant or reluctant, the more he showed up. Right, just I could not get rid of this guy for nothing, and the more angry I was, or when I would reminisce on it and be like, you know what, another thing, and it'd be like 2 years later, and I'm still talking about the same situation. He let me have the floor. He let me have the floor, and he heard what I had to say, and then we talked about it. And I was expecting pushback, and I got acceptance.
That's when I learned to cooperate. Go ahead, Jerome.
That's when her greatness came out as well for the ATSV. That's when her greatness shined through.
Sure did. Sure did. Because she was quite ineffective for a long time beating me up. Like anything was going to beat me up. Went to go on the paperwork and stuff. So I hope y'all, because if the first 30 minutes, you'd have been like, oh, I ain't telling y'all. Nope, that's why I told you. But tell her I don't be. Right? It's not like that. But I honestly did. I mean, she's right. I just let her do it. I didn't. That's why I became a living sacrifice. It sucked. It absolutely sucked. It was terrible. But I knew, and I hope y'all hear this, I knew she was the right person for the job. I knew she was the right business partner. I just knew I messed her up. Oh, man. I knew she was right. I knew she was the one. I knew I messed her up. And when you know you messed somebody up, you got to deal with that. You don't get to run from that. Because had I fired her and not dealt with it, the universe would have sent someone that would have made me deal with it anyway. You don't get to cut off your harvest. It comes up whether you want it to or not. You don't get to fire your harvest. I guess I'll give my last thoughts. Anyway, there's so much I could say. But honestly, I had to learn. Well, I already knew when to cooperate. I already knew when to compete from a strategic, military, tactical standpoint. People don't always fit in that strategic, military, tactical box that I would love the soul puts them in. At the end of the day, I had to lose in order to win. There would be no ATS. Ice Buddy would not have superstars if I did not lose. But the truth is, I caused her to lose like 6 years. It wasn't six. This is 8 years. I caused her to lose for 5 good years. She got 3 of them out of me in payback. You understand? Look, and again, all of this was while doing the right thing, while being the right person. If you know me, I'm telling you, my intensity is real. I am what I am.
He still gets 2 more years.
He gets 2 more years.
Lord.
Let's hope that she's been purged with hyssop. Okay. We're going to need you to get a break. That's for sure. But no, I really want you to, and this is really the last thing I say, I really just want you to understand that there was a moment when I had to be real with myself and say, okay, what are your goals? And does she fit into that? And the answer was yes. And then I said to myself, and this was tough, no matter what happens and no matter how long it happens, let it happen. Don't correct. Don't invalidate. When it's time for you to cooperate, cooperate. When it's time for you to compete, compete, which it was rarely time for me to compete with her because I had done so much solid damage, cooperation was the only way out. Please know you can be a very good person and a really, really hurtful one at the same time. Those are my last thoughts, Tempest.
So once again, we never got to anything that I wrote down. I'm sure we never got to any of your notes.
But we was on topic the whole time, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, on topic. I would just say, as a business partner, I had to go back to character for the third time. I had to learn that my character wasn't what I thought it was. And I had to accept that I wasn't the good person that I pretended to be. I had to look in the mirror. I had to accept who I was and where I was so I could start changing. I had to learn how to submit, and I'm still learning that, right? I had to learn when to come to Antonio and express my feelings in a healthy way, not allow it to build up for years and then finally blow up for years. I had to learn to trust my business partner so that we can grow a company, so that we can build other companies, and so that we can, you know, help people that we're helping. I had to learn that the spotlight wasn't for me. I never wanted the spotlight. I wanted it once I saw the popularity that it brought Antonio, right? I never wanted that. I never wanted the stage, never wanted the light. But once I saw what it brought, right, it's like dangling. We're going back to Judith. It's like dangling 30 pieces of silver in someone's face. Oh, okay, I want that shiny object. I had to learn. I had to really ask myself, is that what I want? Is that where God is leading me? Or is that what I'm gravitating to because I'm envious of this person? So I had to do a lot of self-check. I had to have a lot of conversations with Tempest in order to be a good business partner. So if that's you, if you are like the business partner being brought in, I would suggest that you really ask yourself, what is it that you want and where are you going and what's your mission in life? And if you're going on a path that's not your mission because your business partner is on that mission, then you off mission with yourself, right? So when I was chasing what Antonio had, I never felt good. I never felt myself. I never felt in vibration because I wasn't vibrating at what was for Tempest. I was Tempest trying to vibrate at what was for Antonio. And it's okay for Antonio to have his path, and it's okay for Tempest to have her path, and it's okay for us to be together. You know what I mean? We're still moving towards the mission, moving towards the object, pressing towards the mark, since I'm in the Bible. But it's okay for us to have different paths. It's okay for me to be who I am, and it's okay for Antonio to be who he is, and I don't have to be him, and he doesn't have to be me in order for it to work. God called me for the mission as Tempest, not as Antonio. That was my biggest lesson. God didn't put me here to be Antonio. He put me here to be me alongside Antonio. And once I learned that, and once I accepted that, then I think, you know, I think things went a lot better. I think our company grew a lot better. But we couldn't grow at the rate we were supposed to grow because I was trying to be something that I wasn't. I was trying to be charismatic, and that ain't me. I had to learn to love, accept, appreciate, acknowledge Tempest in order to support Antonio. That's all I got.
Well, I guess I'll end this out. I hope, I'm looking at the chat, but Donnie said it's very interesting. I hope interesting is good. We try to, every Sunday, we'll lay it all out for y'all. But, of course, in a way that teaches you how to make money, right? Pick your business partner right. And when you F up, fix it up too, right? Let's do that. So that kind of works for your future. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, all I can say at this point is you can plan better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. We will see you next time.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation. But you're still in a thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.